This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.
Access all areas on FUBAR Radio.
Hopefully knows I'm out. Hello, it's me, Lizzie Cundy.
And me, Stephen Legg, and welcome.
Access all areas. It's FUBAR Radio.
It's 6 o'clock and we're ready to go.
And the sun is shining. I'm in my white little dress and booties.
I can't see your boobies today.
No, they're covered, actually. Well, I think you could possibly. If you look hard enough, they're there.
Got it.
But it's beautiful spring-like day,
beautiful
sun
day.
Shining.
I'm back after my little week off. I went to Chicago.
I know, we missed you.
Raring to go.
The Bachelor replaced you.
I know, you had Alex in.
Yeah, it was actually very good.
Was he?
Yeah.
Not too good, I hope. We have a jam-packed
Your
show.
Your beard's better than his.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that. I've just had a little trim on mine as well.
Good.
Just a little trim.
Yeah, you're looking good, Stephen. That's so nice. Did you like Chicago?
Yeah,
Chicago.
It was amazing. Best place in America.
Do you think?
Well, it was definitely an experience, I'll put it that way.
Did you prefer it to other places, LA, New York?
What, I'm not really a big LA fan. Found the traffic too annoying.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I don't go for the traffic.
you get helicopters everywhere, don't you, babes? New York's good, but I really enjoyed Chicago. We were out into the state. It was really good.
You know, my mother went to Chicago and she said it's her favourite place.
Really?
Yeah.
There's something about it.
What is it?
Chi-town. Anyway, we have a lot to get on with today.
Good food, good wine.
All of that. Did have a couple of drinks, but I'm back to sobriety now.
Well, there's a lot going on in the press while you've been away. And we have just heard the news, obviously, that Darcy is leaving Strictly.
Yes, actually a bit shocking. I don't think anyone was really expecting that,
well,
right?
Well, no, because they're all suddenly, you know, Strictly is on its way. We've got another great show. It has the best ratings of all the TV shows, to be honest.
Yep.
And she was a big part of that. She was seven years
when it's been at its prime, and we actually have someone on the phone to talk about it right now. Hello, Christina Rianoff.
Hello, guys. How are you?
Good. Thanks so much for coming on.
Christina.
That's all right. My pleasure. Hi,
my favourite Strictly Dancer of all time.
You're my bestie. You have to say that.
No, but you are. I never can forget that you did. That with old Sergeant pulling him along. I loved it. It
iconic.
Was the best. It was iconic. So, Christina, obviously you must have been shocked to hear the news that Darcy's leaving the show.
Yes, I kind of am, to be honest, because I've seen Darcy a couple of times recently. Actually, went to see Strictly Tour in Glasgow when I was there, and also saw her in a couple of West End premieres, and really didn't have any hint of the fact that she was going to leave. Mm. So had a chat and talked about sort of next series and so on, and yeah, it was a normal chat as always. And so it is a bit of a shock, I think, to everyone, but I think decisions like that do come kind of suddenly sometimes, you know. Mm-hmm. You kind of feel maybe you get offered something different and you feel, well, actually, I can't split my time. You know, she's a perfectionist, she's a professional, mm-hmm. and I'm sure she probably wants to do some other project, something, you know, different. We don't know. And also, you know, show does take you sort of, you kind of in that bubble for half a year, you know, you're doing the tour and you're doing the live show, so it takes about 7 months out of your life, you know. Mm. You kind of belong to that bubble, which is absolutely fantastic and great, but you can't really do anything else. And I think after 7 years, you do feel it's like that 7 year itch, you know.
Yes, that's true.
It is a seven year itch.
So you kind of want to do your own thing. I felt the same thing, you know. I left after 8 years in the show, but my last year I've been thinking about it for a while, and I was actually going to leave not because of anything specific, it's just I thought I needed a change. Mm. And I scheduled a tour around the country with my then partner Robin Windsor, so it wasn't like for anything kind of like any other reason that you kind of feel that you want to change in your life. Mm. And I'm probably sure that Darcy feels the same as Pasha, who's been there also 8 years. It's a long time to do exactly the same thing all the time.
Yeah, I can imagine. There were some rumours in the press today that she may have had a little bit of a falling out with Bruno. Actually, Lizzie, you can probably talk about that as well, knowing him. And that she maybe wanted a pay rise. From what you know that goes on behind the scenes, what do you make of that?
I would think that maybe pay rise comes in place. I don't know, because obviously I'm not on a show for 3 years. Mm. And I would know even if I was there now, because our dancers, we are on a very different pay to everybody.
Yes.
So I would never know what happens, you know, behind closed doors with celebrities or judges.
Mm.
Perhaps, you know, there was something in place. I don't know. And I can't really speculate. It's unfair because I simply don't know all of those things. Yeah, yeah.
But, Christina, it's a very tough decision to leave one of the most watched shows on our TV screens.
Correct.
To make that decision is a really tough one. I mean, it was tough for you because I remember it. But is it, because Strictly takes over your life, it's like a whirlwind, isn't it? It really mm-hmm. does when you're in it.
Yes, I think the thing is, for our dancers especially, it's a very, very intense 6 months. We all love it because we're obviously doing the best job we can have as a dancer. You have everything. It ticks every box as a choreographer, performer, teacher. You know, you really feel like, you know, you can create, and it gives you so much. But, you know, perhaps maybe with judges it's a slightly different dynamic because they're doing their only one day a week. But it's still a commitment, and you can't do anything else, and you do pass on to other opportunities. And like I said, someone like Darcy, who's a renowned ballerina and a very respected person in our world, I'm pretty sure she has another big project, you know, perhaps in dance or dance company or ballet. And she perhaps feels like she can't really do it well because she's out of the action for 7 months, because she also does live tours. You know, you're on the road for 2 months. It's fun as it is. It also becomes difficult to change hotels every night, you know, in two different cities.
Yeah, you don't feel like you have a home.
Yeah, you're not able to commit to any project. And I'm pretty sure that she's a very creative person. You know, this is how I kind of felt. I actually want to show that kind of after 7 years. My own show, and then do it at the end, because you do feel like actually it's time to do something else. You know, is a creative person, you always want to kind of push yourself a little bit, and you feel that you're sort of doing the same thing over and over and again, and you're not really progressing as a creative person, you know. So it's fun and it's great, and you give your wonderful comments to the others. And I just want to say that she was one of my favorite judges, you know, since she came on the show.
Because, she's a lovely lady.
I always loved Len. You know, Len was going to be my favorite. So, but Darcy definitely was there with so much glamour, so much class. And, you know, there's simply no one like her. And she was always ever so sweet and so kind. Even when there was sort of a criticism, she was always ever positive.
Yeah,
you know,
she
I was. Always scared of everybody else's comments. You know, if
she
I knew
was.
The dance maybe wasn't up to a good standard. But with her, I kind of was always a bit too relaxed, because then you won't, even if it's criticism, she's always going to be respectful.
Yes, that's very true.
And she's always going to be kind, you know. So we definitely will miss her, I think, quite a lot.
Will you be putting your own CV into the ring as a potential replacement, Christina?
I hope so.
Yeah, well, you know, my lovely friends on Twitter went to town, you know, for having sort of me as the next judge. Look, I absolutely would never say no to something like that. It would be an honor, and obviously I would love to do it. However, I feel that the panel probably needs to have someone from a different kind of walk, you know, than ballroom dancing. You know, we have obviously Shirley as a ballroom and Latin expert. We have Craig as a director, very experienced director and very experienced choreographer. We have Bruno from Theatre World. And I feel, to balance the panel out, it would be great to have someone like, you know, a really good professional dancer, but maybe not from ballroom dancing. And someone like Nicole Scherzinger, perhaps.
Okay.
An excellent performer and a professional dancer in street and ballet and musical theater kind of background. So I would feel that would be bringing another sort of a great perspective to the comments.
Are you ruling yourself out though, Christina?
No.
Never.
I'm trained in ballet and musical theatre, so just so everybody knows.
If any of the producers are listening.
I'm not just a ballroom and Latin dancer, so... you know, and yeah, obviously.
And you're very strict with comments. I've seen you. I mean, you've told me off before.
I'm strict, but I'm kind, and it's all about that, I suppose. But
yeah.
Like I said, it would be just good to add a little bit of a different definition, and Darcy definitely had that because of her classical ballet background.
Yes.
So.
Oh, well, Christina, look, and you're doing so well. You and Ben have got a great venture that's happening, haven't you?
Yes. Yeah, watch this space. We're just about to announce a couple of more weeks.
Very exciting.
Okay, well, hold tight.
Come on the show and tell us all about it, Christina.
Yes.
Thank you, Diane, for your time. And
take care.
Look forward to seeing you for a drink soon.
Thanks so much, Christina.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Interesting.
Interesting. Nicole Scherzinger.
Oh,
that's a good shout.
We have Natalie Phillips from Geordie Shore waiting to come in. So should we play a little song and then we'll get on with the show?
I think we better.
Feeling better.
You're enjoying that, Candy, aren't you?
I love that track.
Bit of Whitney. Living for it. We've got all the retro classics tonight. We've had ABBA.
I'm loving it.
ABBA, Whitney. And now we have our second guest on the phone. Not in the studio. I don't know why I said that. I'm completely wrong. Natalie Phillips from Geordie Shore. Hello.
Hi there. You all right?
How are you?
I'm really good. How are you?
Thanks so much for coming on.
Anytime.
Have you done radio before? Because you're pretty new to the Geordie Shore world.
You're the newest cast member.
I am, I know, yeah. I was the last one to come in, so I am actually the newest. I'm 28 years old and I'm a newbie.
How are you finding it?
Really good, yeah. I mean, obviously it's quite nerve-wracking. I mean, I'm nervous as hell now doing this.
Why? Yeah,
it's
why? You've filmed... You've done the worst, right? You know, you've filmed all of what you've got to do, so...
That was the easy part, that, I think. That was the easy bit.
How are you finding it? I mean, is it you liking it?
I loved it. Well, Sophie and Nathan are two of my really good mates.
Oh, I love Nathan.
So it was just like, I was literally living with two of my like, best mates, if you like.
Yeah.
Then going out on the piss with them as well. So it was just like just a million and one nights out rolled into like one big party, if that makes sense.
Yeah, of course. Well, that's what Geordie Shore is, right? You know, you guys are known
for, exactly what it is.
For partying. How it's actually obviously quite different from the show it was a couple of years ago. There weren't any gay cast members when it first started, but that's
a
bit different now.
I think I was like the first lesbian to go on reality TV, I think.
Probably not ever.
I might be the next. My love life's going.
You know what, as long as you don't look like a boy and you don't get hammered, you'd be all right.
Do you think that the producers kind of wanted to make that change and make it kind of different from what it used to be like by bringing you and Nathan in, etc.?
I mean, I think obviously Nathan's been out there for how long now?
Three, four years?
He's been out, and he's very out there, isn't he? Obviously he came out when he was on the show, but he's still very comfortable in who he is, and he's obviously gotten more comfortable. But I've been out since I was like 15 years old, so I've had 15 years to kind of get used to who I am.
Yeah.
So I think with me being so comfortable in who I am and like kind of what I look like and like what I do, I think I went in there very, very comfortable without like being bothered about the kind of criticism that I would get.
Okay.
And I think that really kind of helped me.
Have you had a lot of support, Natalie, on the show with everything?
Do you know what? From the producers?
Yeah, with the producers and the kind of fans, because it's got such a big fan base, hasn't it, Geordie Shore?
Do you know what? I actually have, you know. I mean, obviously, I know I'm probably going to get, like, I'll get comments that I'm not going to really enjoy at some point, but I've had a lot of messages of people saying, like you look the way you look, but like you seem really sensitive and you seem really caring and down to earth. And I'm very, very laid back. I mean, I don't really know whether you could see that, obviously, just in one episode, but I'm a really laid back kind of person. So until I have a drink where I'm wild, I'm really laid back. So I think that kind of come across really well, and hopefully it continues to do so.
Do you think your background as a prison officer will help you on Geordie Shore?
Oh, God, I don't know about that. I mean, I'm hopefully not
going
to have to restrain anyone anytime.
Well, that's exactly the kind of thing that happens on Geordie Shore. You never know.
Natalie, did you ever watch Cell Block H? If you don't, look it up. There was a. It was the most funny Australian soap called Cell Block H. Do you remember it?
There was a mad woman
called Lizzie. So I used to get a bit of stick at school because she was called Lizzie. And my name's Lizzie. And it was the best show ever. And I kind of thought, well, it must be quite fun being a prison warden.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I loved it. It's probably my favourite job, to be honest. Other than Geordie Shore, obviously. It was probably my favourite job. I loved it. I really enjoyed it. I did it for like three and a half, 4 years. So it kind of just became second nature.
Okay.
But I don't know whether it helped us in the house, like, because I think they're probably all worse than what I worked with, to be fair.
Yeah, probably. So there's obviously some stuff around that you have been romantically linked with Marnie and Sophie Kasai. Yeah. What can you tell us?
Sophie Kasai?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Is that not true?
I've never heard that one. That's a true one. Me and Marnie are very, very good friends. Like, she's a very close friend of mine. Obviously, she's settled down now in a relationship that she's very happy in. I'm in my own relationship, so I never comment on that.
Okay, fair enough.
People can read what they read, but I never say yes or no to anything, mate.
Why not?
Keep people guessing.
I think that's very wise. Kate Moss does that. She was asking a question last night about me.
People guess. because you know what? You know the stories that you get when people are guessing? It's so much more funnier than me actually admitting it or denying it. It's funny when people make up their own stories, because then I get to enjoy the laugh over dinner.
Is that what people have told you to do, or is that just how you kind of live your life generally?
No, I've always done that. Okay. I mean, it's just me. I'm quite private. Obviously, I know I've got to enjoy the show, so if I say the words, "Yo, I'm quite private," people are like, "Yeah, all right then." But I'm quite like, obviously, my past and I know my future's now going to be aired quite often, but in my past, I'm quite private, you know what I mean?
So right, yeah, you are quite private. But we've got to say, because you had a relationship with lovely Sophie that was on Love Island, who
I
sadly...
I did, yes, I was just talking familiar, yeah.
Yeah, who sadly passed away. I mean, how did you cope with that? Because, and did you feel that, in a way, reality shows don't look after you enough? Love Island since has stepped up their aftercare.
Oh, I can't really comment on the aftercare from Love Island, obviously, naturally, because I wasn't on there, and it's not really something me and Sophie talked about. But I comment on the aftercare from Tony Show, and in my personal opinion, I've had umpteen amounts of like messages, phone calls, making sure I'm okay, asking what I've been up to, just general check-ins. So I can't fault Geordie Shaw in the way that they've taken care of me. I genuinely can't. Obviously, I can't comment on Love Island, but Geordie Shaw has been absolutely amazing, and actually better than what I thought, to be honest. So I've been quite surprised, like nicely surprised. As far as Sophie's concerned, me and Sophie were very, very close friends, and obviously still think just as much of an hour as I did then. And obviously, it's really, really sad, isn't it, for all of us? And I think we all kind of dealt with it our own way. There's not really a lot I can say about it, to be honest.
No,
I'm
just very sad.
And still aren't, do you know what I mean? But obviously, it's just I'm always thinking of our family and our friends, and I always keep them in my thoughts, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it's very tough going into a reality show, and then everyone wants to know you know, you're the star, and then suddenly it just stops when the show finishes and the phone stops ringing and people aren't that bothered.
No, that hasn't happened with me at all.
Yeah.
That's not happened with me at all. Like, I'm kind of working right now as well, and I quite often just messages like asking how I'm doing and what have I been back to work and what have I been doing at work and how's, like, because I've got a partner now, Abby, how are me and Abby, like, just general check-in questions, which is lovely. They kind of become your friends, to be honest. It's just like talking to a mate. That's what I've found personally.
Yeah.
What can we look forward to seeing more of you getting up to in the series? What can you tell us?
I think, hand in heart, during the day, I think I've been quite relaxed, just as my normal self, like quite chilled during the day and very, very laid back. And I've been a bit of a mother, I think, kind of cleaning a lot and cooking a lot, because that's what I would do at home.
Oh, I've been doing a bit of hoovering.
I love cleaning.
You like a bit of cleaning?
Can imagine trying to clean up in the Geordie Shaw house.
Oh, what? Jesus Christ.
Oh, no, I can't imagine.
It's not. I wasn't tasked easily, put it that way. But on a night, I'm wild on a night out. I love a good dance. I love a good drink.
But doesn't it bug you when they're really untidy and you're really tidy and you're cleaning up? Does it not annoy you?
Well, nah, because they're just all who they are, aren't they? I'm not going to be able to change them now, am I? Been doing it for that long.
No. And get Turner says that about me.
So we say you're going to be a bit of a wild one, but you're not one for fighting.
Oh, nah, not really, nah. I didn't really get involved in, not really. I'm 30 next year, you know, guys. Come on.
Yeah, I can understand
I'm nearly going to be celebrating my 30th birthday on Geordie Shaw.
Wow. But how is the love life now? Because I know there's been a few links with Marnie Simpson. Is anyone special in your life at the moment?
Yeah, I've been with my partner nearly a year. She's called Abby. Yeah, we've been together nearly a year. Things could be better. I went in there, obviously, before I met her. I met her in the beginning of May. So yeah, it'll be a year in May, and it was actually her who like kind of encouraged us to go on the show. She said, like, what have you got to lose type of thing, you know everyone in there, we all know you're a good laugh on a night out, do it, you've got nothing to lose. So I went for it. She actually comes on the show a couple of times, so you'll actually get to see Abby, and you'll get to see us together, which is good for people.
And that is good for people to see, like, a normal gay relationship, right? Like,
Yeah, of course.
I'm all over
a rush.
I'm going to tune in. I'm going to be watching you next.
Well, the next episode is on MTV, 10 p.m. on Tuesday. Thanks so much for coming on and speaking to us, Natalie. Really appreciate
it. Anytime, so lovely speaking to you.
And when I come to Newcastle, I'm coming to see Newcastle play, so I'll look you up.
Yeah, link me up, of course. I'm game for that. I'm always game for a night out.
Are you? You like the football? Do you support them, or are you Sunderland?
Nah, don't, you know, I'm Sunderland, and I know everyone's going to hate me. But I am a Macron.
Whoa!
I'm a Macron. I know. I'm a Geordie Shaw, and I'm a Macron, but I can't lie to you. I could pretend I'm a Geordie, but I wouldn't know the first thing about Newcastle United.
Woo!
I'm glad to hear that. I've got family from Sunderland, so I know the deal.
There you go. I couldn't lie.
You can't fib to us. All right. Well, thank you, Natalie, and well done with the show.
Lovely chatting to you.
Looking forward to seeing it.
Take care.
All right.
Thanks,
bye.
Guys.
What a lovely girl.
What a nice girl. And how refreshing to have a nice gay relationship on our screens.
Especially on Geordie Shore, which has always been kind of hyper.
Yeah.
Heterosexual up until.
Well, it has.
So nice to see something different.
And she sounds really. I mean, I know all of Geordie Shore, you know, girls and the boys on that show are great, but she sounds particularly nice.
Well, I look forward to seeing it. I haven't seen the first episode yet, so I'll have to catch up. But should we play a little song and then we're going to get our second Strictly guest?
Oh, wow. It's all Strictly tonight.
It's actually a reality
Strictly
show special.
Strictly extravaganza.
Exactly. Let's play a little bit of Robin. I'm going to go see her tomorrow night, Alexandra Palace. So we're going to play one of our old classics.
I love Robin.
Do you actually? Okay. Yeah.
Always been told that I've got too much pride. Too independent to have you by my side. Said all of you will see. Just don't live for someone until you live for me.
I was really liking that. Well, that's not one I know. I would like you to play one that I know.
We'll play a bit of Ariana Grande at the end of the show.
Please.
How about that? We've got our second Strictly guest.
Oh, not my favourite.
Absolute favourite. Show friend of the show, Gary Edwards. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good. You're calling all the way from America?
Yeah, I'm in San Diego, California.
Oh, don't. Tell us, what's the weather like? Gary, what's it like?
Oh, San Diego, it's the most perfect weather, I think, in the world, so they say. It's always sunny here. It's lovely.
Is it? It's very warm. I spoke to Bruno yesterday, who's also in LA, and he's said he was suntanning in his garden, very brown.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking at the beach right now. So.
Gary, why are you doing this to us?
Gary, I'm looking at Stephen
Lane.
Working,
I'm judging. Hard work judging. I'm judging.
Okay, well, fair enough. Well, we want you to come over and judge in the UK. Will you be replacing Darcy Bustle on Strictly Come Dancing?
Oh, I so wish. When I think with that show, it's so special. It really is in every way to so many people, and obviously it is to me as well. Hmm. And I mean, again, what news to wake up to? I mean, I was totally shocked.
Were you?
Completely shocked. Gary, that was
a bolt out of the blue to everyone, all the judges. I mean, no one expected it. She's been a firm favourite. We know she's very classy. She says all the comments in such a beautiful, sort of fragrant way. But for Darcy to leave such a hit show, I mean, what do you make of it? Why?
Oh, do you know what? I think the truth's going to come out. I think the way that she announced it was typical Darcy. I mean, I think when she first came on the show, it was 50-50. And I think she really cemented herself in there as you just said, really, the class act, very much the elegant lady. Again, she's been very, very diplomatic. I think the truth's going to come out. And I'm hoping it's for the right reasons. I really, really do. And I'm hoping there's nothing bad. But I just think with Strictly, every time someone leaves, there's always the theories, aren't there, that it is something bad.
You know a lot of people in the business. Have you heard anything that you might be able to tell us?
No, not yet. To be honest, I think everyone's shocked. I mean, as you know, my social media gets quite a lot of direct messages.
It's got very busy.
I can say that I've had more than usual this morning.
Okay, I know, I was going to say. Because there are the rumours around that maybe, I don't know, your friend Shirley Ballas, did she? Do you think, how do you feel they got on the show? Do you think it's anything to do with Shirley? They were saying that Darcy was sick of the kind of spats that possibly had been going on backstage.
I would imagine, the way that Shirley works is she looks after Shirley, and Shirley's very much, she's a very, very strong woman that has grown up in a business that hasn't always been kind to her. She's basically, I think she's just getting on with what she does best. She's doing things for Strictly off-season as well, which I think is very, very important. Mm-hmm. She's obviously a great dancer. I read something about they want the judges to do more dancing. And obviously that's going to be great for Shirley because, listen, as far as I'm concerned, she's one of the two or three greatest female dancers of all time in Latin.
No, I saw her on the tour, Gary, on the Strictly tour, and she was phenomenal. I mean,
she can still outdance. She can outdance the majority of the pros on the show there and here. I mean, there's no doubt for me in that. I mean, technically,
those hips swivel like nothing else. Let me tell you, I didn't know.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
No,
true.
She really is. And again, in the top, I would say the top two best Latin American girls that's ever competed in international Latin American.
Wow.
She's unbelievable. And the problem is, how do you, I mean, from Darcy's perspective, if the judges are going to be doing more dancing, how do you compete with that? I mean, it's very difficult, isn't it?
But you would be able to.
I can't believe that's the reason, though. I can't believe that's the reason. I really can't.
Okay. But because that Darcy is just known for her ballet and not that genre, is that what it is? I mean,
It could possibly be, but I think what makes Strictly Strictly and the way that the show, again, I think you've heard me say New Direction before a few times about the show. I just think the way that the show's going, I actually think Darcy was looking like stronger on the show because you need that diverse knowledge on the panel. You can't just have ballroom judges. You can't just have Latin judges. You've got to have your Craig. You've got to have your Brunos. I mean, most people know Bruno's my favourite judge, but surely bring that Latin touch to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think with Darcy gone, it's going to be interesting yet again to replace her. I know who I think would be favourite, but I just think that the diversity.
Where would yours
come
be?
From? Well, I think, I mean, for me personally, I thought Oti done an amazing job on the new show.
She did,
But again, she's going to be, her personality is so vivacious, so you know, outward. You know, I'm not sure how that would go down on the panel, obviously, with Bruno, the entertainer.
That's a good
Shirley,
point.
Who's very strong. So again, I think it's going to be a BBC decision to balance that panel in every way. But a diversity of knowledge, I think, is going to be absolutely number one.
Do Do you think that then that puts you... Because actually, I was reading the Telegraph today, and your name and picture popped up in the paper.
Did it again?
Yes, it did. Do you think that if you're looking for a diversity of panel, maybe that would put you out because you're not a woman, to be honest? And...
Well, do you know what? I mean, again, I've been asked, that was asked of me before. And do you know what? I think most people, they expected a man to replace Len.
Mm. That's true.
And Shirley came out of nowhere to get the job. So at this moment, I'm sure the BBC... I can't imagine that they were ready for this. Again, I'm guessing. So I would think they're in a little bit of... I'm sure they're having a lot of meetings right now to decide which way to go.
If I was in the BBC, one of the producers, I think I'd want a strong male. Because I think Shirley's Queen Bee there. And
that's true. And she can, be the Queen Bee.
She can be the head judge. Yeah. But I think they need that strong... Like, they're missing that Len character, which I think you, Gary, could possibly fill the boots of.
That would be my hope. But you know what? It all comes down to, again, what their policies are at the moment. And again, I just think with OT being so popular on the other show, I think that could be a big sway towards her.
Hmm.
And as you know, I get on very well with Karen Harvey. I get on supremely well with Arlene, who I still adore in every way.
Do you think they would bring back Arlene? Would the BBC say, hey, Arlene, come back?
Yeah. I mean, I think people would say no to that press-wise, but I just think, again, what's kept the show so special is it's a little bit like Games of Thrones, if I can say that on the show. You never know. Whatever you think is going to happen doesn't happen. And then the Games of Thrones has basically made that a very popular scenario on a TV. And I think Strictly is the same. It's a little bit of a shocker. It always has to be a shocker. So I don't really think that anyone's going to be able to say, this is what's going to happen. I think the BBC are going to come out with something that maybe is a bit of a surprise, and I'm hoping, obviously, that they go for the 6'4" ballroom giant.
Of course. But, Gary, can I ask you, do you think it's true, because in the papers here today, it's all about the reasons Darcy has left, bringing up my friend and your friend Bruno Tonioli, saying it's to do with his antics and she found him annoying. I mean, do you think that would be a reason for her to leave, honestly? Because from what I see, when they're out, they get on very well. And he's always so complimentary about her and she is about him. I found that very odd.
No, I can't. Again, I love Bruno to bits. I don't think for one minute it would be specifically because of that. And again, all I would say is if you look at how the show has changed over the years, and again, this new sort of more burn the floor type direction, I just wonder if maybe she feels not squeezed out, but it's very much Shirley has a very, very strong personality. Bruno, I think if you say the word Bruno these days, you instantly think of our Bruno.
So the
personalities are very strong, and Craig, it's the same thing. So very, very. So maybe she just, because of her personality, she's, and again, I think she's great with the show, but the fact that she's now left, how do you find someone that can fit that role? If you put another strong personality in there that's the same, you know, I think it could be overkill. And I think maybe with Darcy, maybe just got a little bit too much. The personalities on there now are so strong.
Yeah, that's true. I can see that.
And because Shirley, and though I adore Shirley, very different character to Darcy in every way.
Oh, in many ways, almost the complete opposite, even on the last, because it's the Latin American side as well. But for sure. I mean, I would have thought, and again, maybe the female, maybe there was a bit of rivalry behind the scenes. But I certainly don't think, I did see that actually on Twitter. I don't think the Bruno scenario would be enough for her to leave.
No.
I still think
there was never any, I'm saying this and I'm not sticking up for him because he's my friend and pal, but she was always so gracious and lovely about him, more so than anyone of the judges, to be honest. They had a lovely connection and got on very well. I found that a bit odd.
I just think as well, the show that I remember, when I think of Strictly and what made it great, it was all the bands that went on between your Arlenes and your Brunos and your Lens and your Craigs. And I think with Darcy, that's what it took a while to get into, but I actually think that the Bruno and Darcy rivalry, in a way, I actually think that worked in the end. In the beginning, I don't think it did, but I think that really grew together, and I sort of think it did actually work, the fact that she has got her personality and he has his.
Hmm.
I think for entertainment on TV, I think it was an amazing combination.
Hmm.
When you imagine those two together, they could very easily do a show together, in my opinion.
Hmm.
I think it's more likely maybe something that, you know, maybe we will or not know about. So something maybe off air that's happened with anybody. I mean, it could be something very small. I'm sure it's not time for her to leave the show. I saw something about maybe it's just time for her to leave. I don't agree with that. Absolutely not.
To leave such a big hit show, though, Gary, is a tough call, isn't it? To make that decision to leave one of the biggest rating shows in the UK. It's a tough call.
I mean, absolutely. No, I absolutely agree. I mean, everybody said to me it's the number one job in TV, the Judge Strictly Come Dancing in the UK.
It is, indeed.
The number one job in TV.
So we're hoping you get it, Gary.
Gary, will you still talk to us if you get the job?
You won't be allowed. The BBC wouldn't let him.
You'll still come to FUBA, won't you?
I'd make sure that was in the contract somewhere.
Ah, that's what we like to hear.
You know, I love you guys.
We love you too, Gary. Well, thank you for that, Gary. Listen, enjoy the beach. We're not jealous one bit.
Well, I'm going to be in the ballroom judging 9,000 entries this week.
Oh, good Lord. Okay,
so
not jealous of that.
Well, good luck, yeah, darling.
Enjoy.
Enjoy. Go to my friend's bar, the Shangri-La in Santa Monica. Go for a drink.
Ooh. Absolutely.
Okay, Gary. God bless.
Cheers,
bye.
Gary. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Intriguing.
Interesting.
Intriguing. Very intriguing.
Interesting. Gosh, you know, there's going to be whys and whats and hows and why. And
there's lots of questions.
Lots of questions.
We've got our final guest waiting to come in. Robert White from Britain's Got Talent. He was very funny. I remember watching him last year. So shall we play a little bit of Prince and then get him in?
Why not?
having a little gossip
yeah,
already.
Sorry, I'm chatting to our next guest. I love that chat, Prince.
You do a bit of,
We're doing a bit of retro stuff,
it's a very retro show today.
What is that about,
I won't apologise for it.
We're going back in time.
It's what the producers have put on the list, so that's what we're playing.
I grew up with that music.
We've got Ariana Grande to play us out, though.
Oh, thank you, at last.
You probably
one
won't
track
know
that,
that
I want. Am I allowed a track?
No. I'm in charge of the deck. I make the decisions.
It's not fair.
Sorry about it.
Anyway,
we've got
excited.
Our final guest, the very lovely, very talented Britain's Got Talent contestant, Robert.
Robert White.
Why am I tripping over my words today?
I don't know.
Robert White, hello.
Well, more than contestant, I came second in place.
Okay, well, you can.
I have to say,
runner up to the winner.
In my eyes, should have been the winner.
Oh, well, you know, your eyes don't vote that much on the phone.
I know. I did try. I did try.
Maybe I have to admit, I never vote in anything other than Eurovision.
All right, then,
so.
All right, well, don't tell the Brexiteers that. Next time you want to vote, use your finger, not your eyes.
Can I say
the keypad on the phone will be much more successful? Dude, I was looking at the phone so much with my eyes.
I was willing you to win.
Yes.
Now, congratulations, though. You did very well coming second. I know you wanted to win it, and I wanted
well,
you to win
yes.
it.
Yes. What's money apart from money?
Well, exactly. Okay. It doesn't matter. Money doesn't matter.
No.
But
it does.
So
though.
It,
yes,
does.
It does.
Well, it did. You did extremely well.
Right.
I mean, how was the whole experience for you?
It was crazy. It was exciting. It was spectacular. I've had very odd experiences since. I've had lots of people come up to me and say that they supported me. A few have said they've supported me by just staring at the phone rather than actually picking the thing up. But support is still support. And I've got lots of stuff out of it. And I've got lots of people who say that I mean a lot to them because of Asperger's, or I mean a lot to them because I'm gay, or I mean a lot to them because I'm their son. Hello, mum.
You wear crazy clothing that I adore.
Well,
I love that jumper.
Tank top on today.
No, that was your thing, right? You wore tank tops.
Well, tank tops is my... Well, I'm on radio. I have got a tank top on today.
It's lies. You're lying to us.
Well, who cares? It's reality TV. It's all lies.
That's a good point.
Yeah. So, it's an amazing thing. You know, the programme, it's an amazing thing.
Yeah.
I mean, it is amazing. And how did you... I mean, you. The judges are all very different. Was Simon Cowell kind to you? Did you enjoy the experience, or did you think at times they were a bit harsh and didn't quite get you?
I think they all got me. They thought I was funny. I think Simon's got a slight withering stare, which
he's not one for laughing unless he really does find it funny.
Well,
right?
he can boil your heart from a distance. That's all I can say. But I think
I know, I've been there.
He's lovely. He's lovely. You know, it's only his exterior which is slightly, you know, gruff. But don't blame him for that. Blame the surgeons. I would say that...
Yes.
I did not say that. No, I did not say that. And no, they're all lovely. And David's lovely, and Alicia's lovely, and the other one, can't remember her name.
Amanda.
They're all...
Acceptable. They all do their jobs.
They're all lovely. We spoke to them afterwards. We, you know, met up for a few dinners and group chats and stuff like that. Eventually, I had to, you know, ask them to leave because it was getting a bit boring. But, you know, they just wanted to come round all the time.
I know, I can imagine. They always come as a force.
Using my coffee, taking my milk.
And sugar. How dare they?
Staring at my phone, not actually using it, just staring at the
pretending
phone.
Pretending to vote.
Willing
you've really caused some upset here, Lizzie.
Yeah, sorry, but I did actually vote. I'll let you know.
Believe you.
I did. Because my boys are very into Britain's Got Talent, not to the X Factor, but they love Britain's Got Talent. And I think, why do you think the show is such a hit? Because do you think it's the chemistry between the judges, or everyone loves the kind of the
feel
acts
good,
and the feel good and that?
Well, there's such a sort of like big mix of different talents, and it's a crazy Saturday night thing, and it's got some really... Well, seriously, the judges are great, and they know what they're doing. Where they produce it, and they get like some acts who are sort of really amateur and don't know what they're doing, and then they've got some acts who are sort of polished, and it's sort of like watching a crazy jumble sale sort of Primark talent show type thing, like sort of like just smashed in front of your face on a Saturday evening, isn't it? And you know, everyone likes to be entertained.
Yes, that's true. And whether they're good or bad, luckily you were good.
well touched
but then,
with
but it's good old fashioned
to open with, if I remember your audition right, to open with, they kind of played it like, oh God, what's he going to do?
Well, the thing is that because I have got Asperger's and I do have issues connecting with people, ever since I've started comedy, I've always had a thing of having to get over the fact my first impression to people is slightly awkward. Mm-hmm. And if I'm in a radio studio and people are nice and smiling, it's one thing. But if I'm in a rough pub comedy night where you get apples and bottles and bananas thrown at you, if you come across as slightly awkward for your first gambit, then it doesn't always pay off well. So I developed a way of turning that into a positive. Mm-hmm. So they were basically portraying on screen what I do anyway.
Got it.
But it sort of went with the whole Britain's Got Talent, who is he, isn't
yeah.
he?
yeah, because what's going on?
Sometimes they like to do that, don't they?
I think that's kind of their modus operandi, isn't
yeah.
it?
It's true.
They like to play on how people on how people work.
But you've done so much for that, because there's a lot of people that are listening who do suffer with it and you know, trying to cope and deal with it everyday life, and you've done so incredibly well.
Well, I think the thing is that as you say, suffer, people do say suffer with it, but it's more like it's like having it.
Yeah.
And I think
living with it.
Well, just having it, you know, because you can show that, you know, someone who's got this is like on TV and making people laugh and is going through this and doing that and having people support them by staring at the phone. and all these.
I didn't stare.
Right.
I did.
Right. You did.
No, so, my son phoned. I stared.
Instead of like, you know, all autistic people are like Rain Man, or all autistic people are chewing computers or whatever. You know, this is someone who's got a level of sort of social competence, and he's got people who friends around him and stuff like that. And it's sort of trying to, you know, in the same way as, you know, 500 years ago, someone who looked like a left-handed person and go, isn't that person odd? Now, you know, society's going, there's all sorts of, you know, you know, whether you're a woman.
Right or left-handed.
Right or left-handed.
I mean, who cares?
Now.
It doesn't matter.
You can get your own pens.
Now you don't have to be burnt as a witch.
I would have definitely been.
If you are a witch, there's lots of opportunities for you, like, you know, writing for...
Britain's Got Talent.
Well, writing for tabloid magazines or political office.
Well, I'm hoping to achieve both in my career, so I'm halfway there.
Well, the car is a broom.
I wouldn't say writing for tabloid magazine is an achievement, but it's something you could do.
Well, it's a way to pass the time.
Yeah, it is indeed.
Very absorbent.
So you're going on tour?
I'm on tour.
You're on tour?
I've got 6 more dates left.
Where are they? Can you remember?
I cannot remember. I should remember. This week I'm in Swindon and the Isle of Wight.
Yep.
I'm also in Leeds.
Yes.
I'm also in Dartford. I'm also in Chelmsford.
Yes.
Not all at the same time. No. That would be ridiculous.
I was going to say.
You've got 2 more. I'll tell you them.
All right.
Bridlington.
Indeed.
And Chelmsford.
Ah, they're my favourites.
So
we're going to get a good response.
That you can't
favourite
remember.
Favourite towns that I can't remember.
Can I say, how do you start doing the comedy sketch? I mean, what makes you kind of think, now this is going
to
be funny?
Well, what you've got is you've got to have a really great top opening line. So you go on stage and the first thing you say really engages with the audience. And what I tend to do when I go on stage is I've got this really cracking opening. I go on and I say, hello. And that's a way of engaging with it. Yes. Hello.
People are really surprised.
Yeah, I know, exactly. It's so. No, I
do people actually laugh if you come on and say hello?
I don't
know. Are they expecting
more? I think you should try it.
Just go, hello.
I don't think you'd get me on a stage doing comedy,
hello,
to be honest. That'd be my worst nightmare.
I think it's years of experience trying to connect with the audience and, you know, just knowing that you have to get through it to get paid.
That's a good point. Yeah. Well, surely you get paid even if you don't make it through the whole show.
Well, I think so.
You'd hope so.
I've never tried yet.
You've never?
No.
Maybe that's one to try in one of the places you couldn't remember. Maybe
what
Bridlington.
What about the hecklers? Do you
the next time, what I'll do is I'll go and I'll say hello. And then I go,
off.
Oh, no, this hasn't worked. Walk off. And then just go and stare at a
phone. And then hopefully
stare
someone will pay you.
Stare at a phone.
Yes.
Has your life properly changed then from doing Britain's Got Talent?
Yes. This time, I from last year, I'm definitely a year older.
That's one thing.
Yeah.
Well done.
And I am also 12 months older.
And you're also wearing a jumper, not
a tank top.
Tank top.
Yeah. No.
So things are progressing.
Well, it could be a tank top with arms. How do you know?
Yes.
You really stumped me on that one. Right, I don't know what to say.
I'm loving that outfit.
There's lots of positives. There's, you know, it does change your life, whatever, doesn't it?
It does change your life, of course. Have you been stopped in the street? Have people in the supermarket said, "Hey, Robert White"?
Yeah,
we stared at the phone. We wanted you to win, but we just stared at the phone.
Yeah, I did. Frequently in phone shops, I'm stopped. How do you stare at this properly? No, I think... But
Britain's Got Talent's a huge show, right?
It's a massive show. 8 million people, and I was doing it... I was improvising live.
I mean,
People, what they do is they write down their jokes and just say them off. Some people, even people who cheat even more, have them recorded. But what I did was I genuinely had my material and I improvised to the extent that there were one or two things where the judges didn't answer correctly. And I had to make up on the spot in front of 8 million people stuff that I hadn't thought of before.
Wow.
And still, you know.
And you still managed to come second.
Well, you know,
you did very, very well.
Well, I know. Maybe.
I know.
Maybe in the future, if I was to do it again, I would come first.
Oh, you're my winner.
I know. Thank you.
I just want to know, because I've always loved comedy. I love going. I used to go to all the comedy stores. It's the hecklers that used to. Oh, how do you deal with them? Because I remember being at the comedy store once and someone would not stop. You know, and they just get. Then they get battered. And I think,
Well, probably with things and with language and with jokes and with improvisation and stuff, which I couldn't say on this radio station because it would be way too explicit.
Too naughty.
Yes. I want to know about that.
Well, yeah.
But, you know, it's the ones that I don't like are. There's two really awful sorts of audience members, the ones who are on their phone. And the ones who stare. A combination of that would be utterly horrific.
That would be me.
Can you imagine someone
Sounds
who
like
not
me.
Only stared but was also on their phone?
Well, they were listening, said their phone up there.
And not only that, they came up to you and thought it was some sort of a compliment.
Oh my goodness. Sounds like me.
I think, you know, hecklers are hecklers, and frequently, strangely enough, they're trying to help. And often they're trying to be nice.
And it makes the show.
Yeah.
Can make the show, can't
you can
it?
Make, well,
in
you
some
know,
respects.
It, well, I think sometimes they think it makes the show. They come up to you after the show, oh, that was great, I made that funny. And you're thinking, no, me, with my ability to make you...
I'm the comedian.
Yeah, to make what you said as a twat. Stop looking like a twat. And then stop interrupting my bit so that I then made you look like more of a twat, but then involved you in the audience so I didn't look nasty and then continued. That's what made it funny, not your one comment, which was...
Robert, we could have you on all
night.
Robert,
I want you on all day!
But sadly, the show is over.
Robert,
thank you so much for coming on.
Great.
Thank you.
And good luck with the tour.
If you want me, I am available on a...
Tinder?
Galaxy, Grindr. All of those, but I've got a Galaxy S6. If you wish to stare at it, you can
really
get me anytime.
Thanks so much for coming
Thank
on.
Thank you for having me.
Really
Robert,
appreciate it. Good luck
you.
On the rest of your tour.
Yeah, good luck with the tour. Thank you, Robert.
Cheers.
And thank you, Stephen. What a show.
What a show. Cheers. Busy one.
That was a busy one. And lovely to have Robert here with a bit of humour. And he's been strictly obsessed.
Loads
this show.
Of Strictly News.
But will we have more? For next week.
Till next week. Until then, a bit of Ariana Grande.
Oh, at last.
Yeah. Breakfast at Tiffany's and bottles of bubbles. Girls with tattoos who like getting in trouble. Lashes and diamonds, ATM machines. Buy myself all of my favorite things. Been through some bad shit, I should be.
You've been listening to a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.